Welcome and hello everyone. My name is Gordon Feener and I am an attorney located in Boston, Massachusetts. During the course of this informational segment, I'd like to focus on non-waiver forms and reservation of rights letters in connection with homeowner insurance coverage and claims. This segment is in a series of segments concerning the Massachusetts homeowner insurance policy. Before I begin discussing the subject matter of this informational segment, I would like to briefly summarize my background. I have been in business as an attorney for more than 28 years, providing legal services with a concentration in homeowner and property-related insurance claims. Prior to starting this office, I worked for approximately 20 years in the insurance industry. This segment will focus on the issue of non-waiver forms and reservation of rights letters in connection with homeowner claims under the Homeowner 3 Insurance Policy. The Homeowner 3 Insurance Policy is the most common policy in Massachusetts where the home is owner-occupied. The homeowner insurance policy is a contract between you and the insurance company where you pay a premium for insurance coverage in the expectation that your insurance company will pay your claim when liability is reasonably clear. Generally, when a homeowner files an insurance claim, the claim gets assigned to an adjuster. The adjuster contacts the homeowner, arranges for the inspection and evaluation of the damage. The adjuster then confirms coverage and the claim is paid based on the undisputed amount of damage. There are times when this is not the normal procedure. There are times when, after the claim has been reported by the homeowner, the adjuster will request or insist that the homeowner sign a non-waiver agreement. Generally, a non-waiver agreement is an agreement between the insured and the insurance company, which allows the insurance company to investigate the claim, agree on the amount of damages, without making any commitment to the homeowner as to whether the insurance company will pay the homeowner's claim. In some cases, after the claim has been reported, the adjuster will issue what is called a reservation of rights letter. The reservation of rights letter is similar to the non-waiver agreement, but it differs in that there is no agreement between the homeowner and the insurance company. The insurance company, through the reservation of rights letter, places the homeowner on notice that they, the insurance company, are handling and processing the insurance claim with reserving their rights, including their right to deny the homeowner's claim. If you are presented with a non-waiver agreement or a reservations of right letter, you should ask yourself, why is the insurance company presenting me, the homeowner, with these documents? You should ask yourself whether the insurance company is in fact investigating the claim or you, the homeowner. You should also give careful consideration as to whether you, at this point in time, need to consult with an attorney who concentrates in homeowner insurance claims. Hopefully, this segment has given you some further direction in order to further educate yourself on the issue of non-waiver agreements in connection with the Massachusetts Homeowner 3 Insurance Policy. If you have suffered a loss and need assistance with your homeowner insurance claim, please do not hesitate to contact the Law Office of Feener & Worley. We offer brief, free telephone consultations concerning homeowner insurance. We also offer flexible fee arrangements, including contingent fee, hourly fee, and a combination of both reduced contingent with a reduced hourly fee provision. For additional information, you may wish to visit our website at www.attorneyfeener.com or www.homeownerclaims.com. The information contained in this informational segment should not be considered as legal advice. In conclusion, I'd like to thank you for listening to this segment and remind you that this informational segment can be considered to be advertising under the ethical rules. Any selection of an attorney should be a careful and thoughtful decision. Again, thank you for listening to the segment and have a good day.